2 Minute Stories. Holy hell, it has been way too long since I shared something new here on 2 Minute Stories, but we're back with a bang. I'm really happy to introduce an 11-part miniseries. It's called The Only Child. And it's essentially 11 chapters of a continuous story. You know, each chapter, of course, being about 2 minutes each. And it's about a lot of things. This is a story I developed throughout much of this year. It's about life as a 7-year-old. It's about what friendship is like then. But I'd say most importantly, it's about what parenthood is like and what parenting a child is like when something mysterious is happening that you can't control and you're not sure what's happening. So it kind of explores all those themes wrapped up into one. I'm really excited to share with you. We're going to do this binge style. So all 11 chapters of the story will be ready at the same time. So as soon as you're done listening to this one, head right over and listen to chapter 2. Would love to know what you think about the concept. This is the second time I've kind of looked into this more longer form storytelling. The first, as you might know, was from last year or the year before. We did a series called The Masters, which was about kind of a fictitious spelling bee. And each chapter kind of looked at a different character who was participating in, or at least involved with, that spelling bee. This structure is a little bit different. It's essentially continuing one story with the same set of characters over 11 parts. But again, I'm really excited to share it. It was a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. And let's get into it. Here's chapter 1 of The Only Child. The doctor was nervous. He paced past the patient's room a dozen times, hoping a bolt of confidence would miraculously appear inside him. At last, he slowly opened the door, where two young parents sat in painful anticipation alongside their 7-year-old girl. "We just don't know," said the doctor. The parents hung their heads and began to cry. "The tests don't reveal much, if anything. There's slightly more brain activity than someone her age, and her blood count is incredibly healthy, but there's nothing in our work to explain what's happening." The 7-year-old girl, Hadley, was busy playing Super Mario Odyssey on her Nintendo Switch, effortlessly beating it for the umpteenth time, but she heard every word. Her mother, Rachel, looked like she just ran a marathon. "So, what do we do now?" she pleaded with the doctor. "This can't be normal." "I'm not saying it isn't normal," said the doctor, as calmly as he could. "I'm saying that there's no evidence we need to act on anything. I'd continue monitoring Hadley and keep us appraised of any new developments." He paused, hoping this would all be over. "Doc, we can't do nothing. Inaction won't help us here," said Owen, Hadley's father. "We need answers." "I don't have anything for you," said the doctor, helplessly speaking the truth. Owen's head fell again as he put his arm around his wife. They were both running out of emotions. Rachel and Owen stood up, took Hadley's hand, and walked out of the room without another word. Back in the car, Hadley's parents slumped into the front seats. They reached for each other's hands and said their own silent prayers. Finally, Rachel reached to put the key into the ignition. "Mom?" said a voice from the back seat. "Yes, dear," said Rachel to Hadley. "I'm gonna be okay." Rachel and Owen cried again, blubbering "We love you" to their daughter.